time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to today's presentation of high school baseball, the 2026 District Tournament. Our next matchup features the Lumen Christi Titans and the Napoleon Pirates in the district semis at Lumen Christi High School. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me now on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Our first broadcast today featured the Grass Lake Warriors with a 4-0 victory over the Wesley Blackhawks. All four runs scored in the sixth inning. That's right, we had 5.5 innings of scoreless baseball before Grass Lake finally was able to strike there in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Grass Lake awaiting the winner of this team, of this game, I should say, which the home team, designated home team for this game is actually the Napoleon Pirates. So even though Lumen Christi is the host school, the home team and road team, those are designated by a coin flip before the game. So Tyler Nall, he is the starting pitcher for the Napoleon Pirates. He is out there on the mound. And Lumen Christi at the plate with the center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick leading off. First pitch misses high above the zone as we are now underway in our second semifinal today. Next pitch, that one gets the upper inside corner for a called first strike from Tyler Nall. As we go through the Lumen Christi batting order here, 1-1, misses high, a neck-high fastball, 2-1. So leading off is Fitzpatrick in center field. Then we got Kellen Crowley, the starting pitcher, Benny Gaston, shortstop. Another up-and-in fastball, 3-1. Fitzpatrick having a bow out of the way of that one. Middle three for Lumen in their batting order will be the third baseman, Paul Sattler, right fielder, Wes Learned, and left fielder, Brennan Brogan. 3-1 pitch. That one called strike three. Strike two, I beg your pardon, right down Main Street. 3-2 full count. Bottom three for Lumen is the catcher, Harrison Botke, first baseman, Logan Hetherington, and the second baseman, Gibson Shore. Head coach is Derek Tracy. As the next one, we got a swing and a pop into foul territory, and it is going to be caught by Tyler Nall for the first out. That brings in the starting pitcher, Kellen Crowley. Mentioned beautiful day for baseball, as you know. High around 72 degrees today. A little bit on the chillier side, actually, for the first game today for Grass Lake and Wesley. Mostly because of the wind, occasionally gusting at times. A little bit of a chillier wind, even right now. But still otherwise perfect, perfect weather, not a cloud in sight. As Tyler Nall able to sneak in the first pitch into the zone for a called first strike. 0-1 to Crowley. That one misses up and in. Tyler Nall looks a little bit loose with the command so far. Again, some high pitches early on, but we've seen that with some of these guys at the high school levels. Even in the last game, both pitchers, even though they pitched well out of the gates, it took them a little bit of time before they really got their command going. As the fastball this time gets the inside half of the plate for a called second strike. Tyler Nall, of course, a tremendous athlete. Male athlete of the year for Napoleon. Great basketball players. We've got a swing. Ground ball base hit into center field for Kellen Crowley. First base hit of the game. And Lumen Christi has a one-out base runner with the shortstop Benny Gaston now at the plate. This first inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Benny Gaston, left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. check throw at first. Crowley dives in safely. So both teams wearing black jerseys, white pants for this game. Napoleon, black jerseys, green numbers trimmed in white. Black ball caps with the white front, the green N on the logo as Tyler Nall steps off prior to the first pitch to Gaston. Napoleon as well, the green N on the left chest of the jersey. First pitch, runner goes, and the throw is too high. It goes into the outfield. A successful steal for Kellen Crowley. And Lumen Christie has a runner in scoring position, and it looks like we have a injury. A.J. Buckley, the shortstop for Napoleon, he had to jump with the high throw, and he kind of landed up and over Crowley. I think he should be okay. Looks to be okay. Just took a little bit of a weird tumble. He's going to take a couple of steps here to just to make sure. Coach is walking with him, but he looks to be okay. Napoleon uniforms as well. The pants, white pants with the green pinstripes. Nice touch as well. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christie, as I mentioned, black jerseys, white pants as well, but they're black jerseys. Green numbers trimmed in gold. They got the gold Lumen Christie sort of cursive font on the front. Gold batting helmets, pretty neat. Black ball caps with the green trimmed in gold LC on the front. First pitch swing and a foul tip behind to Benny Gaston. One ball, one strike. White pants, no pinstripes for Lumen, but just the green single stripe on the sides. One ball, one strike count for Benny Gaston. Runner on second with one out. Top of the first. No score quite yet. Again, Lumen, the road team for this game, despite hosting this district tournament. Couple glances back at second. Nall fires the 1-1, which is fouled behind. 1-2 now for Benny Gaston, trying to drive in the first run of the game here in the top of the first. In the stretch, Nall. 1-2. That one taken off the plate. Dipping low and away late. Two balls, two strikes. Interesting note as well for Napoleon. They actually have the names on the back of the jerseys. You don't really see that often at the high school level, but a very cool touch to their uniforms. 2-2. That one high on the changeup. Misses above. 3-2 full count for Benny Gaston. We saw this Lumen Christie team a couple weeks ago in the Alglet Classic tournament that they have dominated in recent years as we got a swing and a miss. Strike three and the first strike out of the game for Tyler Nall. Two down, runner on second in the top of the first inning. Paul Sattler, the third baseman, now trying to drive in the go-ahead run. Lumen Christie, despite dominating the Alglet Classic in recent memory, they actually lost in the Alglet Classic Championship to Columbia Central in extra innings. And that one, Columbia Central actually controlled for pretty much the entire game until a game-tying home run by Wes Learned in the bottom of the seventh, forcing extras. Here's the 1-0 from Tyler Nall after glancing back at second several times. We actually have a step off now. Throw back to second with Kellen Crowley diving back in safely. Tyler Nall ready to go on the hill. Sattler in the box, 1-0. That one pitch misses inside. A little bit of a back hop from Sattler. Two balls, no strikes. Practice swing, ready to go. Bat in both hands now. Tyler Nall in the stretch. Two glances back at second before making the next delivery. Misses up and away on the fastball. 3-0. Tyler Nall risking a two-out walk. The 3-0 in the stretch. Swing and a foul out of play on the left-hand side into the trees. Out towards Spring Arbor Road. Nall in the stretch once more. Glance at second, 3-1. Swing and a grounder. This one goes right in the gap between first and second. And this is going to drive in the first run of the game as Crowley rounds third and in for the score. A two-out, one-run single from Paul Sattler. It's 1-0 Lumen. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. That brings in Wes Learned, right fielder. As I mentioned, hit a solo home run, tying home run in the bottom of the seventh in the Al Glick Championship against Columbia Central, to where Columbia Central would go on to win in the eighth inning. First pitch, swing, and a grounder sneaking just past the second baseman, Hartwig. Sattler heading for third, and Wes Learned with a stand-up double. Two in scoring position now with two away. Lumen leading 1-0 already over Napoleon. Here is Brennan Brogan now. Third base hit of the inning so far for Lumen. Across the first game today and now, that's actually the first extra base hit. We did not have anything more than a single in that first game between Leslie and Grass Lake. First pitch from Nall to Brogan misses high for ball one. In the stretch, 1-0. Up and in as well, 2-0. Today's live coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Will Be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, and Phelps Towing. Thank you for your support in today's coverage. 2-0, late swing and a miss. Brogan could not catch up with the fastball. Makes it 2-1. Ready to go. Left-handed hitter. Right-handed pitcher, 2-1. Swing and a foul tip behind. Evens the count at 2. Tyler Nall trying to get out of this jam here. Trying to leave this at a 1-0 ball game. Lumen Christie, meanwhile, this all coming on two outs. They had a runner on second with two outs, and then a single and double. Nall ready to go. Here's the 2-2 on its way. Fastball misses high. 3-2 full count. Tyler Nall at least risking bases loaded if you were to walk Brennan Brogan right here. 3-2. Swing and a foul to the left-hand side out of play into the trees. Staying alive at the plate. Lumen, great chance to strike early. We've seen teams are bringing their best here in terms of pitching. Got to strike when you can. Got to strike while the iron is hot, if you will. The iron is certainly hot right here for Lumen. Step off for Nall. He gets back onto the rubber. Now here comes the payoff again. Swing and a miss. Huge strikeout for Tyler Nall. Strands two in scoring position. But Lumen does strike first. Three hits for one run. No errors. Two left on. And it's 1-0 Lumen over Napoleon. Bottom of the first coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School District Baseball, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Three hits for Lumen Christie in the top of the first inning as they strike first, take a 1-0 lead over the Napoleon Pirates. Now in the bottom of the first, district tournament semifinals here from Lumen Christie High School. Winner of this game will take on Grass Lake in the district championship later this afternoon upon the conclusion of this game. Kellen Crowley throwing out the rest of his warm-up pitches as Jacob Hartwig, the Napoleon second baseman, he's ready to go to lead it off for the Pirates. It'll be Hartwig, Straub, and Nall due up for Napoleon in this first inning. Hartwig steps in to the right-handed batter's box. Here we go with the first pitch from Kellen Crowley. Swing and a miss. Took a big hack at that one. Today's coverage brought to you by Napoleon Cafe in Napoleon. Homemade pies, comfort food. Open 7 days a week. Don't forget about Friday Fish Fry. That's Napoleon Cafe. Another one pitch misses. It's 1-1. As Crowley misses low on the next one. It's 1-1. Winds and deals. Fastball misses away. 3-1 now. As Crowley behind here to Hartwig. Hartwig trying to get on base for Napoleon, trying to tie this thing up. We got a swing and a tapper. This one along the left side of the infield. That one was bobbled by Gaston. Couldn't make the feed. What a bit of a tougher play. It was a slow roller, slow tapper on the left side of the infield. Probably would have gotten him, but that was a running play all the way. It's a close play there, but Hartwig gets on base to start the bottom of the first for Napoleon. Now here's Grant Straub, left fielder. Now we got a pick throw at first. Hartwig stepping back in. Now we got a swing bunt attempt. This one goes right back to Crowley on the mound. Throw to second in time for the first out. And that's all that is going to be. Fielder's choice there for Straub. Runner on first with one out. Here's the pitcher, Tyler Nall. So Hartwig, Straub, Nall, that's the top three in Napoleon's batting order. Middle three will be designated hitter Isaac Carafino, catcher Logan Hankus, and the right fielder Aiden Burrows, as first pitch is going to run in and get Tyler Nall in the left calf, hit by pitch. So we got an error, a fielder's choice, and a hit by pitch to get things going in the bottom of the first for Napoleon, trailing Lumen 1-0. Here's Isaac Carafino, quarterback for Napoleon, their football team. As we got a bunt attempt, this one has popped foul out of play. Of course, yes, technically quarterback, although Napoleon infamous for their quick strike running attack. They rarely ever throw the ball. It's all just on the ground. Crowley in the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a foul tip out of play once more. Falls behind 0-2 as Crowley looking to work his way out of this little jam he's gotten himself into. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for Napoleon. Has Carofino down to an 0-2 count. We've got to step off now for Crowley before he gets back ready on the mound. 0-2, swing and a tapper. This one up the middle, gloved by the shortstop. Throw to second in time for one. Throw to first and in time for two. A double play to end the inning. Beautiful feed there. Gaston to short to Hetherington. That's how it's done. Keeps Napoleon off the board. Lumen stays in front 1-0 going into the top of the second inning. Coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Second inning presented by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. It's 1-0, Lumen Christie over Napoleon for our second game today of the district tournament from Lumen Christie High School. Connor Dockery with you now on WKHM. First game today was on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This game and the next one here on WKHM. Tyler Nall throwing out the remainder of his warm-up pitches. We've got 7, 8, and 9 due up for Lumen here in the second inning, led off by the catcher, Harrison Botke.
10, Harrison Botke.
3 hits with 1 run in that top of the first inning for Lumen. Swinging a foul on the first pitch up and behind over the scores box. Ball's behind 0-1. Next delivery. Swing and a pop. This one in foul territory. Is it playable? It is just out of play over the fence in the bullpen area for Napoleon along the third base line. So it's 0-2 meanwhile for Botke. Next pitch on its way from Null. Swinging a grounder. This one a laser on the ground, and it sneaks past the second baseman, Hartwig. And it's a leadoff single for Harrison Botke. 2-strike single. Fourth hit of the game for Lumen, and we'll see if that gets them going for another pretty decent inning. Again, getting 3 hits. Napoleon's actually pretty fortunate that Lumen only came away with the 1 run in that inning. So here's Logan Hetherington. Pickoff throw at first. Botke diving in safely. Going to be a pinch runner right here in the form of... Got to look at the roster here. The next pitch, that one misses out of the zone for ball one. 1-0 the count. Pat Thompson is the runner at first. Next pitch is a bunt, rolls along the first baseline. Nall the pickup, throw to first in time. And that secures that as a sacrifice bunt. It's Logan Hetherington. Thompson moves up to second base with one away. And here's the number nine hitter, Gibson Shore. Top of the order for Lumen lurking in the on-deck circle now. Another good opportunity to strike in this game, build on their 1-0 lead. First pitch in there, right down Main Street, called first strike. Nall in the stretch once more. Quick glance at second. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a foul up and out of play towards the softball diamond. 0-2. Today's coverage brought to you by the Shamrock Bar on East Michigan Avenue, featuring bar food and cocktails, Michigan lottery games, and don't forget to watch Detroit Tigers baseball all summer long on the big screen. That's the Shamrock Bar in Jackson. 0-2, swinging a foul tip. Dropped just ahead of home plate and then deflected back up at Shore and foul. In the stretch for Nall. 0-2. Fastball misses high. About neck high there. It's 1-2. Good patience here from the 9-hole hitter. Yes, fell behind 0-2. A lot of talent up and down this Lumen lineup. Of course, historically, great baseball program here. 1-2, another neck-high fastball. It's 2-2. A lot of Nall's pitches were high, particularly in that first inning. He did settle down a little bit, even though Lumen did get a lot better contact, but starting to fall back into that here. 2-2. This one low, but a swing that broke the plane. It's in the dirt, and then the catcher, Hankus, has to make the pickup throw to first to secure that strikeout, which he does, but that does move Botke. Check that. Pat Thompson pinch running for Botke. Moves him up to third on the play. So if there was ever a productive strikeout, that would be it. Third strikeout of the game for Tyler Nall. That brings back the top of the order with Jack Fitzpatrick. With Nall missing a pitch up and in. Ball one, Fitzpatrick having to dive out of the way of that one. Runner on third now with two outs. Lewin Christie leads 1-0. Here at the top of the second over Napoleon. District semis. Fastball misses in for ball two. Now for Nall. Swinging a fly ball, this one going to shallow center field. Will it drop in? No! What a great catch from the center fielder, McLean, able to come in and slide in for that catch. Boy, that one looked like it was dropping rapidly like a lawn dart, but able to make that catch and strand that insurance run at third. It remains 1-0, Lumen over Napoleon, bottom of the second inning, coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0. Lumen Christi leads over Napoleon. The bottom of the second inning of our second district semifinal today. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me. Three total games today. Winner of this game taking on Grass Lake in the district championship following this one. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Napoleon, led off by the catcher Logan Hankus. First pitch from Kellen Crowley. That one misses low on the fastball, not by much. Got some pitch framing there from Botke, trying to steal a strike there, but not doing right there. 1-0. Swinging a foul tip now. Evening the count at 1. A little bit of everything in that last inning. We had a error. We had a bunt. We had a hit batter. And then a inning-ending double play. Swinging a foul up and out of play to the right-hand side. Makes it 1-2 now for Hankus. Wines and deals, Kellen Crowley swinging a laser foul along the first base line, with one of the Napoleon coaches having to really dance out of the way of that one. That one screaming his way. Another 1-2. Swinging another grounder. Not as much of a screamer as the last one, but virtually the same spot along the first base line. So Hankus staying alive here at the count. Couple of fouled pitches. Another 1-2. That one, a swing and a pop foul up and over me, out of play towards the right-hand side. Great AB for Hankus to lead off this bottom of the second. Second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Next one, that one, a fastball just below the zone, 2-2. Great take there by the catcher from Napoleon. 2-2, swing and another foul. Great at bat. Today's coverage is brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Winds and deals, 2-2. That one misses high on the fastball, 3-2. Even if Hankus gets out here, this is already a successful at bat with how many pitches he's forced Crowley to throw. Next one, swing and another line drive foul out of play. Ooh, good reaction from some family members here. Boy, a lady ducking out of the way of that one. Payoff pitch, 3-2. Called strike three. Lengthy battle. Kellen Crowley wins out this time, but again, an unbelievable plate appearance from Hankus. Several pitches, several fouls. Good stuff right there, even with the strikeout. First strikeout of the game for Crowley. He retires the leadoff hitter. Here's the right fielder, Aiden Burrows. First pitch, swing and a miss. So Napoleon on the regular season. Pretty decent record as we have another swing and a miss from Burrows. 0-2 count. 19-12 on the regular season. Looking to make a little bit of a deeper run in the district tournament. As we got a swing and a miss, a three-pitch strikeout from Cowan Crowley. Two down, back-to-back strikeouts to start this second inning. Here's Gage Brining now, the first baseman. Napoleon last year beat Stockbridge and then lost to Leslie in the district tournament. Obviously, they got a very tough opponent ahead of them as we got a first pitch swing and a miss. Four straight swing and miss pitches from Kellen Crowley. 0-1. This one low. Napoleon has not faced Lumen Christi this season, although they got swept by both of the other teams in this district tournament, Leslie and Grass Lake. But again, here in the playoffs, anything can happen. After that foul, it's 1-2 for Gage Brining. Next one on its way from Crowley. Swinging a soft pop into shallow right field. And camping under it is the second baseman, Gibson Shore. And that will retire Napoleon in order. Here in the bottom of the second inning, it's still 1-0 Lumen. Top of the third coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Back in a moment here on WKHM.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Now in inning number three of our second game today. 1-0 Lumen Christi over the Napoleon Pirates. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Lumen, led off by the starting pitcher, Kellen Crowley. Tyler Nall still on the mound for Napoleon. First pitch, that one misses high on the fastball. He's had a tendency to miss high on his pitches. Despite some traffic on the bases consistently by Lumen in this one. Great stuff from Nall so far as we got a fly ball into right field with the catch made by Aiden Burrows for out number one. This brings in Benny Gaston, who struck out in his first at-bat today back in the first inning. This third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. First pitch to Gaston misses low for ball one. One out on its way from Nall. That one breaking pitch misses off the plate, however. 2-0. Lumen Christi on the season, 28-9. Another one in the dirt, 3-0. To Benny Gaston. Great chance to get on base here. Looking to put together another postseason run. Deep postseason runs the last couple of seasons. We got a swing and a foul tip behind, making it 3-1. Last season, they beat Hillsdale, Hanover, and Jonesville in the district tournament. And then ended up making it all the way to the state quarterfinals. They beat Leslie and Onstead in the regional tournament as we got another ball. Ball four. Walk for Benny Gaston. Strikeout and a walk so far in this one. That's the first walk issued by Tyler Null. That brings in Paul Sattler. So making it through the districts, making it through the regional last year, Lumen fell to University Liggett in the state quarterfinals. Made it to the Final Four the year before. Got a step-off throw to first. Gaston dives in safely. Mentioned before, no previous matchups this season between Lumen and Napoleon. These two teams, however, did face off in the football playoffs. Leave the second round as we got the next pitch. Runner goes. That one misses for a ball. But meanwhile, Gaston out. Great throw by Hankus. Just gets it into A.J. Buckley and able to get that one up ahead of Gaston. And he is tagged out. Caught stealing. Base is empty now with two outs. Two-oh count, meanwhile, to Paul Sattler, who drove in the lone run of the game back in the first inning. One-run single. Lays off another pitch. It's 3-0. Misses low. Ball four. Four-pitch, two-out walk for Paul Sattler, making it on base in both of his plate appearances. And that is back-to-back walks issued by Null. Prior to the to this one, of course, that caught stealing for Gaston. That brings in Wes Learned, who had a first-pitch double in his first AB. First pitch here, this time loud contact right center field. This one's going all the way to the fence. He's got another extra base hit. Sattler rounding third. He's coming home. Throw back in, not nearly in time, as Learn dives in for a triple. One-run triple for Wes Learn. RBI presented by Aspen 1 hour. Lumen Christie leads 2-0 over Napoleon here in the top of the third. First hit of the inning, scores the first run of the inning. Here's Brennan Brogan, who looks at first pitch on the outside edge for strike one. Two out magic here. Prior to the Paul Sattler walk, two hitters ago, it was bases empty, two outs after the Benny Gaston caught stealing. Fastball misses high for ball one. So far, two runs on five hits for Lumen on the game. Swinging a grounder, this one along the first baseline, and that one is ruled foul. Close play. Skipped just over the bag. Meanwhile, one ball, two strike count now for Brogan. So far, the line on Null in 2 2/3 innings. Two runs on five hits, three strikeouts, two walks. Not bad against a team of this caliber. We got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. Buckley, throw across the diamond in time to Brining at first. And that will retire the side. But Lumen able to add an insurance run. One run on one hit, no errors. And one runner left on base. 2-0 Lumen. Bottom of the third coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 hour on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment, from powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the third, Lumen Christi leads over Napoleon 2-0 here in the district semifinals here at Lumen Christi High School. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Kellen Crowley still on the mound with Napoleon at the plate. 8-9-1 due up, led off by the third baseman Tristan Russell. In his first plate appearance, he fouls the first pitch away out of play to fall behind in the count 0-1. Next delivery, swing and a grounder. This one goes to third, gloved by Sattler. Throw across high to Hetherington, but he is able to land on first just ahead of the step by Russell. Close play, but there is the first out. Here's A.J. Buckley, the number 9 hitter in the order, shortstop for the Pirates. Crowley winds and deals. Fastball misses below the knees. Ball one. Ready to go. Here's the 1-0. That one called. Strike one right down Main Street. Today's coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank, as we've got a pop foul up and out of play to the right. Now a 1-2 count for Buckley. Some shakiness in that first inning, both from Crowley pitching and fielding with an error in there, as well as we got a swing and a grounder right back to third. Sattler glove throw in time, beaten by half a step. There's two down. But after that first inning, especially capped off with a inning-ending double play, Crowley and the Lumen Christi defense looking very solid here. Retiring seven batters in a row now. But here's the top of the order with Jacob Hartwig. Second baseman for Napoleon looks at the first pitch, fastball high for ball one. 1-0, low and in. On its way. Swing and a grounder, this one to shortstop this time. Gaston gloved, throw to Hetherington at first, in time, and it's three groundouts to get Lumen Christi out of this inning. Napoleon retired in order for the second inning in a row. It remains 2-0, Lumen Christi over Napoleon here in the district semifinals. Top of the fourth coming up in 60 seconds. Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour right here on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
through three innings. Lumen Christi leads Napoleon 2-0. District semifinals. Winner of this game takes on Grass Lake in the district championship. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Lumen Christi here in the top of the fourth inning, led off by the catcher, Harrison Bakke. Tyler Nall still on the mound. He's done some good stuff through three innings, especially against a team of this caliber, as the first pitch swing and a grounder foul to the left-hand side directly towards the Napoleon dugout, deflected off of the fence there. 0-1. Botke's 1-for-1. He led off the second inning with a single, and now he gets on base a second time. Pitch runs in and gets him on the back. First hit batter of the game for Tyler Nall. And Lumen Christi, for the second time in four innings, has the leadoff batter on base. Here's the number 8 hitter. First baseman Logan Hetherington dropped a sacrifice bunt in his first plate appearance. We'll see if he drops another one in here. First pitch, he does. That one hugs the third base line. And the catcher throw to first. Not in time. Hankus. Wow. Beautiful placement. Logan Hetherington, infield single on that bunt. He'll take that every single time. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Here's the 9-hole hitter, Gibson Shore. Definitely a way to set yourself up for success in an inning when you've got the 7, 8, 9 batters due up and you immediately get two guys on. Nall, glance at second. Here's the first pitch to Shore. He shows bunt as well. This one's going to be gloved by the first baseman, Brining, with Hartwig, the second baseman, covering first, this time to secure that out, but a sacrifice bunt is how that one will go in the scorebooks. Lumen Christi now has two in scoring position with just one out. Oh, no, they'll say safe. Not sure what that overturn could have been. Maybe he wasn't on the bag. The umpire in the field actually came over and overturned the home plate umpire. Now we're going to have a mound visit here for Tyler Nall in a very difficult situation. Trailing 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Bases loaded, zero outs. So we'll see if they get a new arm in here or if they're trying to settle him down. I think they're getting a new pitcher in here. So that's going to do it, looks like, for Tyler Nall. Through three innings. But this new arm is going to inherit a bases-loaded jam. So it looks like indeed a new pitcher. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds while he warms up. Back in a moment, Lumen Christi leads 2-0 over Napoleon on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tyler Nall has been relieved here for Napoleon. New pitcher is Isaac Carafino. He's throwing the rest of his warm-up pitches here. So Nall did some pretty good stuff through three innings, but potentially boiling over right here. Lumen, a great chance. Looking at bases loaded with zero outs, a leadoff hit by pitch for Harrison Botke, and then back-to-back bunt singles from Logan Hetherington and Gibson Shore, especially with the 7, 8, 9 guys in your order coming through all in a row. Lumen Christi just licking their chops here. Huge opportunity here with the top of the order, ready to stand in the form of center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick. So it looks like Tyler Nall goes to third base after pitching. Be on the lookout for any other defensive changes. But Fitzpatrick ready to go with Isaac Carafino, ready to throw his first relief pitch. And that one's going to be another bunt attempt for Fitzpatrick. It's going to be rolled over foul behind to the backstop. Practice swing for Fitzpatrick before stepping back in. Boy, he wants to come through right here. He's 0 for 2 so far with a pop out and a fly out in the first and second innings. Swing and a miss. Falls behind 0-2. 2-0 Lumen. Bases loaded, no outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Trying to blow this game wide open. 0-2 from Carafino. Off speed. That one is a swing. Grounder to third. Throw to first is in time for the force out. From Tyler Nall to Brining. However, that is going to score another run. 3-0. Lumen Christi over Napoleon. A one-run ground out from Jack Fitzpatrick. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. So Botke scoring that run from third. Hetherington to third now. Gibson short to second. One out. Here is Kellen Crowley as he looks at a fastball inside half the plate for strike one, although he sort of back hopped out of the way as if that was going to be a little bit more inside than it was. 0-1. That one's going to be in the dirt. Good block there by Hankus, the catcher. Keep him in front of him, preventing any movement on the bases, which in this situation, two in scoring position, would have been in an attempt to score a run for Lumen. One ball, one strike for Kellen Crowley. Next one. Swing and a foul towards the Lumen dugout on the right. And he falls behind 1-2. Crowley 1-for-2, single in the first with a steal and a run, and then a flyout in the third. Carafino in the stretch. And he steps off. Gets ready to go again. Crowley doesn't even move at the plate. Next pitch in the dirt. Another good block by Hankus. 2-2. Today's coverage brought to you by Napoleon Cafe in Napoleon, featuring homemade pies, comfort food, open 7 days a week. Don't forget about their Friday fish fry. That's Napoleon Cafe. 2-2, swing and a grounder. This one to third. Nall, he bobbles it. Meanwhile, trying to get a tag out at third. That's going to be offline. Safe. So that's a error for Napoleon. Another run scores for Lumen Christi, 4-0. Benny Gaston now at the plate as we get a pitch low for a ball and then an uncontested steal of second by Crowley. So Hetherington scored on that play. Gibson short to third now. And Kellen Crowley now at second. Still one out. 4-0 Lumen. Scoring two runs in the inning so far. And now Benny Gaston heading to first. Hit by pitch. Bases loaded once more for Lumen. One out only. Paul Sattler at the plate. This is a guy who could do some damage. You knew this was going to be an inning of success for Lumen. with each of their 7, 8, and 9 batters getting on base. So far, 2 runs, 2 hits, and an error. 1-0, swinging a foul out of play. Boy, he took a big hack at that one, swinging for the fences. You know he wants to clear the bases right here. Blow this thing wide open. Carafino ready to deal. 1-1 on its way. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to center field. McLean camping under it. Makes the catch. Runner tags from third. Good throw back in, but it's going to be cut off by Brining covering there on the mound there ahead of home, but that's going to be a successful sacrifice fly in an Aspen 1-hour RBI by Paul Sattler. Base runners on first and second at 2 outs. And it's a 5-0 lead for Lumen Christi. So Carafino ready to go. Wes learned at the plate now. Who's 2 for 2 with a double and a triple. Curveball floats in. That's going to be called strike one. It's weird to see him not, even though that was obviously in the zone, but weird to see him not swinging on the first pitch. He was able to get some good first pitch contact in his last couple of at-bats. 0-1. Floats in for strike two. Great location for Carafino. Trying to get out of this jam. Trying to end this big 3-run fourth inning for Lumen Christi. Carafino gets his pitch from Hankus. 0-2. Swinging a fly ball. This one to shallow right field. Will that drop in? It will! Miscommunication between Hartwig and Burrows. Another run will score. A 2-out base hit and an RBI from Wes Learned. Kellen Crowley scores. Gaston moves up to third. Wes Learned at second. 6-0 Lumen. And the inning continues. Boy, miscommunication. Burrows and Hartwig, both players, getting under it. But then it just drops in between them. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hours. We got a swing and a line drive. Base hit in the left center field. Brennan Brogan drives in. 2 more runs. And Lumen Christi just continuing to pour it on in inning number 4. 8-0 now for the Titans. Stand up double. Gaston and Learned scoring on the play. And now for the second time in the inning, here's Harrison Botke. This is the 10th batter to the plate for Lumen Christi in the inning. First pitch, swinging a foul up and out of play behind. Now a 6-run inning is what it's become. On only 4 hits as well. A couple errors, hit by pitch in there. 2 hit batters, I should say, in the inning, actually, by each Tyler Nall and Isaac Carafino. 0-1 swing, fly ball, center field. Can this get Napoleon out of the jam? It will. Caught by McLean. And that will do it. But 6 runs on 4 hits. 1 Napoleon error. And 1 runner left on base. Makes this thing an 8-0 lead for Lumen Christi over Napoleon. Bottom of the 4th inning coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Lumen Christie leads Napoleon 8-0 in the district semifinals. Here at Lumen Christie High School, led just 2-0 going into that last half inning before Lumen able to plate six. So Napoleon at the plate here, they've got some ground to make up here. Grant Straub leading us off. 2-3-4 due up for Napoleon. Straub first pitch. This is a fly ball to shallow left center field, and that's going to be the shortstop. Benny Gaston, that camp center, it makes the catch for the first out. Just the first pitch. This brings in Tyler Nall, starting pitcher turned third baseman after he was relieved in that last half inning. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Trading, and Jessica Villarreal with Five Star Realty. First pitch misses the zone. It's ball one to Nall. 1-0. Low again. 2-0. So Kellen Crowley, his line so far, 3 1/3. He's allowed no runs on no hits, 2 strikeouts. 0 walks and a hit batter. Next pitch on the fastball gets the bottom of the zone. Called strike one. It's 2-1 for Tyler Nall. Nall hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance all the way back in the first inning. 2-1. Taken low and in. 3-1. Great chance for Nall to get back on base here. Crowley, 3-1. Swing and a foul tip, running the count full. 3-2 for Nall. Tyler Nall, terrific multi-sport athlete for the Napoleon Pirates. Steps back in. Crowley ready to go on the hill. Here's the 3-2. Ooh, that one taken low. A stone-cold tank for Nall. That was close, but it's ball four. Just the first walk issued by Kellen Crowley in this start. This brings in the designated hitter. Looks like got a pinch hitter. No, it is Carafino. Isaac Carafino was the designated hitter, but then a relief pitcher in the last inning. He fouls one off the left-hand side, makes it 0-1. Grounded into an inning double play. Back in the first inning, he's 0-1. Floats in a pitch up and in, ducking out of the way. Carafino, it's 1-1. Tower Nall on first with one out. 8-0 Lumen Christie lead over Napoleon. 1-1 swing, fly ball. This one going to center field. Fitzpatrick camps under it, and he makes the catch for out number two. That brings in Logan Hankus, the catcher, trying to keep this inning alive for Napoleon. Again, a lot of ground to make up. Past the midway point of this one in terms of innings. Of course, this one could always end sooner if Lumen adds some more runs to their lead. Swinging a foul pitch out of play towards the softball diamond. 0-1 count for Hankus, who is 0-1 with a second inning strikeout. Next one. Fastball misses low. 1-1. Bodied up, you got time. Easy option up the middle. Swinging a foul pitch out of play. 1-2 now. Today's coverage brought to you by Shamrock Bar, East Michigan Avenue in Jackson, with bar food, cocktails, Michigan Lottery games, and the Tigers on the big screen all summer long. Shamrock Bar in Jackson. Another one misses 2-2. Crowley, next delivery, swing and a tapper. This one up the middle, grounded by the shortstop, Benny Gaston, and he just steps on second himself for the force out. And that will retire the side. That one-out walk for Nall doesn't come to pass. Napoleon still off the board. Woman Christie with a 8-0 lead going into the top of the fifth inning. Back in 60 seconds, this is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Isaac Carafino reminds on the hill for Napoleon, but trying to limit Lumen Christie here after a huge fourth inning. Saw them plate six and grow their lead to 8-0. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM, the 2026 Boys District Tournament here at Lumen Christie High School. So leading off for Lumen Christie, 8-9-1 due up. It's the first baseman, Logan Hetherington. He's 1-for-1. Sacrifice bunt in the second, and then a single with a run scored in the last inning. A bunt single, I should say, as the first pitch. Big hack at that one, swing and a miss. Carafino came in relief for Tyler Nall, but not able to limit the damage. Got a quick ground out to start, but then an error, hit batter, sacrifice fly, and then back-to-back doubles, continuing to pile on the lead for Lumen. In that last inning, in all six runs on four hits. 1-1 count now. Big swing and a miss again. Just making contact. 1-2 for Hetherington. So Carafino so far in one inning, allowing three runs on two hits. Not all of those are earned runs, by the way. With that error later in the inning. Tyler Nall, meanwhile, with those final runs scoring. His line is final. Five runs on seven hits. Three strikeouts and two walks through three innings. 1-2. Called strike three. Logan Hetherington goes down. And that's the first strikeout in relief for Isaac Carafino. Leadoff hitter retired here in the number nine hitter, Gibson Shore, who's 1-for-2, strikeout and a single with a run scored. Winds and deals. Floats in, but cannot clip the corner. Carafino falls behind Gibson Shore in this count, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 on its way. Swinging a pop foul behind to the scores box and out of play. 1-1. Today's got coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, Prates Place Restaurant, The Point Cafe, and Shamrock Bar in Jackson. 1-1. Pitch misses low. 2-1. Carafino taking his time here on each and every pitch. 2-1 coming up. Swinging a line drive. This one will drop in for a base hit. Great effort by Buckley to try to reach out, but that one well beyond the scope of being catchable. Little lawn dart there for Gibson Shore, and it's a one-out single. First hit of the inning. And the 10th hit overall for the Titans. We'll see if they can add to their lead, if they can get at least two runs in this inning and then shut down Napoleon in the bottom of this inning. They can get a mercy rule win. Clinch their spot in the district championship against Grass Lake in the last game today. Next one, swing, line drive, foul by Jack Fitzpatrick, number one in the batting order, now at the plate. It's 1-1. Gibson Shore running for second on the play as well, but having to retreat with that foul. Fitzpatrick ready to go at the plate. He is 0-for-3 in this one with the RBI. 1-0 bounce in the dirt. Good block by Hankus, but running for second anyway. Gibson Shore, he beats it. It'll be ruled a wild pitch. As opposed to the steal, the pitch bounced before he even went to second. If he was running to second first, that would be a steal. Regardless, Lumen has a runner in scoring position with one out. 2-1 count for Fitzpatrick. Next pitch, swinging a tapper. This one goes to Carafino on the hill. Locks and loads, throw to first in time for out number two. Gibson Shore, meanwhile, moves up to third. Here's Kellen Crowley. Crowley is 1-for-3 in this one. Single in the first, fly out in the third. Reached on an error in the last inning. Two runs scored and an RBI to his name as well. On top of great starting pitching in this one, we got a swing and a line drive. This one is in the glove of the right fielder, Aiden Burrows, and that retires the side. No additional Lumen runs score in the inning on that one-out single. It remains 8-0, Lumen over Napoleon. Bottom of the fifth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
8-0 lead for the Lumen Christi Titans over the Napoleon Pirates, bottom of the fifth. Got a new pitcher in for Lumen. It is River McCluskey firing out the remainder of his warm-up pitches. So Kellen Crowley on track for the win through four innings, allowing no runs on no hits, two strikeouts, a walk, and a hit batter. Not too shabby, if I do say so myself. 6, 7, and 8 due up for Napoleon in the inning. Led off by the right fielder, Aiden Burrows. McCluskey ready to go. First pitch, fastball. Ooh, that's a screamer. Missing up and in. Burrows ducking out of the way. It's 1-0. One on its way. Fastball, this time just below the zone. 2-0. Winds and deals. Check swing, held up, but that was down the middle anyways. Strike one. Burrows 0-for-1 in this one. Struck out swinging in the second inning, and he swings and misses on the next pitch, making it 2-2. So pretty low scoring through three innings, just a 2-0 lead for Lumen. One run in each of the first and third innings, but then a big fourth inning saw them plate six runs. Another pitch misses, 3-2, payoff pitch. That one misses low, check swing, and he held up, ball four. Leadoff walk issued by McCluskey. Second walk overall issued by this Lumen Christi pitching staff. And the point has a leadoff base runner. Here's Gage Brining. First baseman, first pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut at the high fastball. When McCluskey can fire the straight heat. Coming in relief. Very advantageous at this level. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Can't catch up. Deadly power on these fastballs. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three swings and misses. There's the first out of the inning and the first strikeout in relief for McCluskey. That brings in the third baseman, Tristan Russell. Number 8 in the Napoleon order. Runner on first with one out. 8-0 Lumen lead. Winds and deals. Fastball. That one misses off the plate. Tristan Russell 0-for-1 with a third inning ground out. His lone plate appearance in this one. Next one. Bounces in the dirt. Gets away from Botke. And that's going to move up Rose to second. On the wild pitch. Not many of those today from Lumen. But Napoleon trying to capitalize right here. Trying to plate their first run of the game. Trying to chip into this 8-0 deficit they currently face. Here in the district semis. 2-0 McCluskey. That one gets away from Botke again. And Burrows moves up to third. So now Napoleon, runner on third with one out. Chance to strike here. 3-0 count to Russell, and then he took all the way on that fourth pitch. Ball four. So two walks and a strikeout through three batters for McCluskey in relief. Runners on the corners with one out. That brings in the nine-hole hitter, A.J. Buckley. Going to be a quick chat between Botke and McCluskey. Trying to calm him down. And he can really throw the fastball effectively, but trying to center in on that strike zone. Ready to go. He goes back to the mound. Botke back behind home plate. Buckley ready to go at the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a third inning ground out. Now a step off and does not ultimately make a throw. Both base runners are close to the bags anyways. Here we go. Buckley, first pitch. That one low. Good snag by Botke. Initially, Russell making a break for second, but he retreats. 1-0 count. Next delivery. Swing fly ball. This one going to right field. This one should score the first Napoleon run. It's going to be caught by Learned. Runner heads home. Throw was on time, but offline. That's a sacrifice fly. And an Aspen one-hour RBI for A.J. Buckley. Napoleon trails 8-1 now. They've done so without even getting a base hit as well. So runner on first with one out. Here's the top of the order for Napoleon with Jacob Hartwig. And now they're clearing the bases. Looks like they're going to end the inning. Looks like there was another out in there. I'm not sure what happened there. I think there was some confusion there as well with Tristan Russell running back to the dugout as well. Maybe he didn't even step on home. I'm not sure what happened there, but that'll do it for the inning. 8-1 is the score. Top of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds. This is High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, Superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Top of the sixth inning. Woman Christie leads 8-0. Looks like they did take that run off the board. So main thing I can guess to result in the end of that inning was maybe a base runner's interference with the score not counting. So it was, again, 8-1 on a sacrifice fly, but they took that one off the board. So 8-0, top of the sixth for Lumen Christie. Isaac Carafino remaining on the mound in relief. And leading us off is Benny Gaston, the number three hitter for the Titans. So first pitch, that one missed, as did the second one. Two-oh the count from Carafino. Locks and loads, winds and deals, swinging a foul tip behind. So 2-1 the count. Carafino deals again, drops that one in just off the plate. 3-1 the count. Swing and a miss. Big cut there for Benny Gaston, and it's a full count, 3-2. In this one, he's 0-1. A strikeout, a walk, and a hit by pitch. He's also scored a run and been caught stealing in this one. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout in relief for Isaac Carafino. And Benny Gaston goes down swinging. Leadoff hitter retired. And here's Paul Sattler. Carafino ready to go. First pitch. Neck high fastball. Misses 0-1. Make it 1-0, sorry. Paul Sattler 1-for-1. A single with an RBI in the first inning. A walk and a run scored in the third inning. And then a sac fly and an RBI in the fourth. Pitch misses low this time. 2-0. Getting to the middle of the Lumen batting order, which has done the majority of the damage of this game. Swinging a line drive, this one going to right center field, and that's going to be gloved by the center fielder, Brady McLean, for out number two. So besides that top of the fourth inning for Lumen Christi, where they plated six runs, it's otherwise been a pretty fast-moving and a low-scoring affair. So trying to keep the inning alive, as Wes learned. Two doubles and a triple today. Not too bad. We got a swing and a tapper. Grounder on the left side. That's going to be not in time. Buckley to Brining. Got offline as well. Couldn't make the connection. Brining, the first baseman, and that's going to be moving up to second on the error. So Wes Lord making it on base in all four plate appearances. It's the second error of the game as well against the Napoleon Pirates. Pretty good defense today across both games. Of course, the first game, a 4-0 win for Grasslake over Leslie. Runner in scoring position with two outs. Here's Brennan Brogan. Wilma Christie leads 8-0. We've got a swing and a pop into shallow left field. And that's going to be misplayed. Not going to be able to make the catch as A.J. Buckley. And that's going to be a double instead for Brennan Brogan. Wes learned scoring from second, and it's now 9-0. Lumen. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Harrison Bonke now hitting, catcher. If Lumen can get one more run and then shut down Napoleon in the bottom of this inning, they can have a mercy rule win here in the sixth. Check throw at second, able to step back in, Brogan. First pitch now. Swinging a grounder. This one going to the second baseman. Gloved and thrown to first. Hartwig to Brining in time. That retires the side, but Lumen adds one more. One run on one hit, one error. One runner left on base. Lumen Christi leads 9-0. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
bottom of inning number six for our second game today of the boys' district tournament from Lumen Christi High School. Lumen Christi leads 9-0 over Napoleon. Remaining on the mound in relief, River McCluskey. And leading off is the number one hitter, second baseman Jacob Hartwig. He was at the plate in the last inning, but then the umpires overruled that there was a interference at plate, base running. For the third out, big swing and a miss on the first pitch to fall behind 0-1. Hartwig so far in this one 0-2. Swings and fouls one away to fall behind 0-2 at the count. Reached on an error in the first inning and then grounded out in the third inning. O2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Tried to check his swing, but more than broke the plane. And that's going to be strike out number two for McCluskey in the first out of the inning. Here's Grant Straub. First pitch, swing and a grounder. This one goes just nearly into the outfield, but it's going to be gloved and then thrown in time. Beautiful play. Gibson Shore. Boy, that one deep in the hole. Running, sprinting into the outfield, able to turn and make the throw to Hetherington, beating Straub by half a step for the second out. Great defense for Lumen. And here is Tyler Nall now at the plate. Bases empty, two outs, 9-0 Lumen Christi lead. First pitch right down Main Street. It's good to see McCluskey really getting his command back. A little bit shaky at times in that last inning in relief. 0-1 misses up and in. So far in 1 2/3 innings, no runs, no hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. 1-1 in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two, one now. Ooh, that's going to run in and get Tyler Nall. He's going to be a two out base runner. Boy, that one, you can really hear the thump. And that got him. So Tyler Nall, he's made it on base all 3 times. And 2 of them getting hit by a pitch. Other one getting walked. Not exactly how to plan it, but he'll certainly take it. Runner on first with 2 outs. 9-0 Lumen lead. Napoleon now, it's the designated hitter, Isaac Carafino, at the plate. Designated hitter turned relief pitcher, I should say. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Nall initially looking like he wanted to run for second, but he stayed at first instead. McCluskey on the hill, ready to go, 1-0. That one in the dirt, great block by Botke, keeping it in front. Preventing movement on the bases, it's 2-0. In the stretch, 2-0 coming up. Swinging a grounder, that one jammed, but Gibson Shore able to run in, make the pickup, throw to first in time, and Napoleon goes down through 4 batters here in the bottom of the 6th inning, trailing Napoleon 9-0 going into the top of the 7th. Coming up next in 60 seconds, this is Boys High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Got a new pitcher into the game for the Napoleon Pirates. Warming up now is Tristan Russell. Last chance for Lumen Christi to add to their lead, leading 9-0 over Napoleon. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Yes, top of the seventh, even though Lumen Christi is hosting the district tournament. Home and away teams are determined by coin flip. So Logan Hetherington leading us off for Lumen Christi. 8-9-1 due up in this inning. So Isaac Carafino pitching three innings in relief. Of course, inheriting a bases-loaded, no-out jam back in the fourth inning where Lumen Christi was able to score six of their nine runs. Swing and a miss on the first pitch for Hetherington. Next pitch on its way. A neck-high fastball for ball one. So Carafino, three innings in relief, allowing four runs on four hits, two strikeouts, no walks, one-hit batter. Not horrible considering what he inherited. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. 2-1 to Logan Hetherington. Russell ready to go back on the mound. 2-1 on its way. Misses inside on the fastball. 3-1. Hetherington is 1-for-2 in this one. Sacrifice bunt, a single, and a strikeout with a run scored. Three-one on its way. That one called, strike two, right down the middle. Full count. Russell ready to go. Payoff on its way. That one a swing and a pop foul up and out of play to the right-hand side, and it remains a 3-2 full count. Russell gets back on the hill, trying to retire the leadoff hitter. 3-2. That one misses inside. Ball four. Good take. So it's a leadoff walk for Logan Hetherington. First walk since the third inning, drawn by a Lumen batter. We're going to have a pinch hitter coming in. Looks like this is... going to have to look at the roster here. Tommy King is the batter, and he swings and lines one foul along the first baseline. Hitting in the nine-hole spot in place of Gibson Shore. I suspect maybe some of these next batters are going to be pinch hitters as well. 0-1 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Runner on first with no outs. 9-0 lead Lumen. In the stretch. Pitch misses low. 2-1. So Gibson Shore in this spot. He went 2-for-3 in the game. 2 singles, a strikeout. Scored a run. Check swing, broke the plane. Makes it strike two. It's 2-2. Tommy King gets ready, back in the box again. In the stretch for Tristan Russell. 2-2 coming up. That one taken low. 3-2 full count. Tommy King, shorter frame, can be a little bit tougher. A little bit of a tighter window that you got to pitch into. Russell, quick glance back at first. In the stretch. Payoff pitch. Swinging a grounder. This one sneaks through between first and second. And it's another base hit for Lumen Christi. 12th of the game, Tommy King, pinch hit single. So a walk and a single for Lumen to get going in the top of the seventh there. Last chance to add to their already massive 9-0 lead. So here's Jack Fitzpatrick now at the plate.
One out, Fred. Three out, two.
First pitch. That one way above the zone for ball one. Off-speed delivery there. Boy, we could not have asked for any better weather today. Not a cloud in the sky. 72 degrees, slight breeze. Perfect weather for some district baseball. Swing and a foul out of play for Fitzpatrick. It's 1-1 now. Fitzpatrick. He's 0-for-4 in this one, but does have an RBI ground out back in the fourth inning. One coming up. Swinging a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop, gloved. Throw to second in time for one, but does not pull the trigger to make the throw to first to try to get a double play. Would have been likely late anyways. But a feed there, Buckley to Hartwig. Instead, runners are in the corners with one out. As Jack Fitzpatrick reaches on fielder's choice. Got another pinch hitter right here. In place of Kellen Crowley. River McCluskey. Ball's behind 0-1. Next delivery. Reaches out, swings, make contact, and it's going to be popped foul out of play. Ball's behind 0-2. Russell waiting a moment before he gets back on the hill. 9-0 Lumen. 6 of these runs scored in the fourth inning. Otherwise, it's been a combined no-hitter for Lumen Christie's pitching staff. Keeping Napoleon off the board. 0-2. Swing and a miss. 3-pitch strikeout. River McCluskey goes down, and it's going to be out number 2. First strikeout in relief for Tristan Russell. Now at the plate, Benny Gaston. Fastball misses above the zone, goes to the backstop, and as a result, Jack Fitzpatrick will move up to second on the wild pitch. So two in scoring position now for Lumen. Two outs. Russell trying to strand these in scoring position, but, I mean, regardless, Napoleon got a lot of ground to make up in the bottom of the seventh to try to make this a game. 1-0. That's going to be taken low and away. Ball two. Benny Gaston in this one. He's 0 for 2, actually. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a hit by pitch. He's also scored a run and was caught stealing. That one a swing, a chopper. That one goes right to short. Gloved, thrown to first in time. And that will do it. Two for Lumen, stranded in scoring position. So they don't add to their lead, but I think they've got more than enough breathing room here. 9-0. Lumen Christi over Napoleon. Bottom of the seventh. That's coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest. Located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House Signature Experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Game two today of three of our district tournament comes down to this, bottom of the seventh. Lumen Christi leads 9-0 over Napoleon as River McCluskey. Ready to go on the hill, pitching three innings in relief. If he finishes this inning, he can get a save just by pitching those three innings, even with the score where it's at. But phenomenal pitching today for Lumen Christi, regardless, a combined no-hitter and shutout. First pitch, that's going to miss low to the leadoff hitter, Logan Hankus, the catcher. 1-0 count. In this spot, Hankus, 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out. Another pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0 for Hankus. Coming up. Low again. McCluskey, we've seen he can really throw the fastball with high velocity, but at times has struggled with command. As the next one, that one's in the zone, called strike one. Another one, swing and a miss. 3-2, full count. Chance to retire the leadoff hitter here. Payoff pitch, low, ball four. Third walk issued by McCluskey in relief. I mean, hey, that and getting hit by pitches or errors. That's the only way it seems like Napoleon can get on base in this one. No hits at all. Aiden Burrows now at the plate. Next pitch, check swing, but that's called strike one anyways. Burrows 0 for 1, strikeout and a walk in this one. Was out in interesting fashion in the fifth inning. Looked to be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Napoleon, but evidently he either had interference at the plate or he left too soon from third, and they were able to double him off on the base. He fouls one away. It's 1-2. McCluskey looking to get the first out of the inning. Three outs away from securing a spot in the district championship here. So we've got a swing and a foul tip behind. Runner on first with nobody out. 9-0 lead for Lumen Christi. Winner taking on Grass Lake in the district championship following this game. One, two, swing and another foul behind. Good plate appearance by Burroughs, just hanging in there. 1-2, that one misses low and inside. 2-2, trying to pinch him a little bit. Ready to go, 2-2 again. Misses inside. 3-2, full count for the second consecutive batter to start this inning. Of course, resulted in a walk of Hankus before. 3-2, swing, line drive, and this one is going to be in the glove of Brennan Brogan for out number one. Looked initially like it could be the first hit of the game for an opponent, but not to be. Hit right at Brogan. Base runner on first, one out. 9-0 Lumen lead. Here is Gage Brining at the plate. First pitch, swing and a foul behind. Falls behind 0-1. Brining so far in this one, 0-2. Pop out in the second. And a strikeout swinging in the fifth inning. Takes a couple of practice swings out of the box. Steps back in. 0-1. Swinging another foul up and out of play. Falls behind 0-2. Bangs off the utility shed here. Behind us here. At the athletic complex, Lumen Christi High School. 0-2 pitch. That one up and in. What about chin music there for Brining, able to limbo out of the way of that one. 1-2 count now. 1-2. Called strike three. Third strikeout in relief for McCluskey. And there's the second out. One more out on Napoleon season. Tristan Russell now at the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss. Late at that. Runner on first with two outs. 9-0 Lumen. 0-1. That one's low. Ball one. Russell 0-1 in this one. Ground out in the third and a walk in the fifth. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Napoleon down to their final strike. Next one. Fastball. Boy, you can hear the grunt there from McCluskey. Loading up with the velocity there. But missing anyways, 2-2. And we got a step off. Fake throw to first. Doesn't make the throw at the end of the day. Two, two. Swing and a miss, and that will do it. Back-to-back strikeouts to end this one. And Lumen Christi, they clinch a spot in the district championship against the Grass Lake Warriors with a 9-0 win over the Napoleon Pirates. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to recap this one between Lumen Christi and Napoleon. Back in a moment here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Listening to live high school baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Woman Christie takes down Napoleon 9-0 in the district semis here at Woman Christie High School, and it was a combined no-hitter between Kellen Crowley and River McCluskey, combining for 6 strikeouts, 4 walks, 2 hit batters as well. Just phenomenal stuff. Kellen Crowley getting the win through 4 innings, and then River McCluskey getting the 3-inning save for the win. And of course, Napoleon, just very few base runners to begin with, but their best chance to score was the 5th inning. They got a base runner on 3rd, and then what appeared to be a sacrifice fly for A.J. Buckley, evidently Aiden Burrows was doubled off at 3rd. He left too early. So, as a result, when Chris was able to get him out at 3rd. So, instead of a 1-run scored for Napoleon, they remained off the board. That was it, but still, regardless, they would have gotten that run without getting any hits. Meanwhile, Lumen Christie, ton of damage at the plate, 12 hits in this one, and their big inning was the 4th inning. They scored 6 runs on 4 hits in that inning. Ton of damage done throughout. But you're not gonna lose many baseball games when you're out hitting your opponent 12-0, which is what Lumen Christie did in this one. Biggest performers, you got Wes Learned at the plate, 3-for-4, 2 doubles and a triple, 2 runs batted in, 2 runs scored. You got Brendan Brogan, two for four, two doubles with three RBIs as well. Standout performers at the plate. And you even had a two for three day at the plate for the nine-hole hitter, Gibson Shore. Not too shabby right there. So, again, 9-0, Lumen Christi wins against Napoleon. They move on to the district championship. They're going to be taking on Grass Lake after their 4-0 win this morning over Leslie. So that'll do it for this matchup. Next game will be probably between in the next 30 minutes or so, I would estimate, 30 to 45 minutes between Lumen Christi and Grass Lake for the district championship at Lumen Christi High School. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com as we send it back to regular programming.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.